Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Awe and wonder unveiled. We are living in a time of unveiling, when reality is being revealed as it always has been and always will be. When things are unveiled, we stop taking a whole lot of things for granted. Reality is reframed in a radical way and offers us an invitation to greater depth and breadth and compassion. In the midst of it, God continues to invite us to deeper, trusting love. If we trust the universal wisdom pattern, we know that an ending is also the place for a new beginning. For several hundred years, we were convinced in the West that progress, human reason, and higher technology would resolve human tragedy. They clearly have not. More analysis doesn't mean more wisdom. More options is not necessarily freedom. Our Western philosophy of progress has led us to trust in our own limitlessness and in our future more than in the quality and the mystery of the now. Spirituality at its best is always concerned with depth, breadth, paradox, gratitude, awe and wonder. May awe and wonder be unveiled. The contemporary choice offered most of us living in the West is between unstable correctness and stable illusion. What a choice! It has little to do with real transformation in either case, because in each case we have manufactured our own false stability. There is a third way we can call wisdom, which is always distinguished from mere intelligence. An authentic God encounter is the quickest and truest path to such wisdom. It is the ultimate securing that allows us to creatively deal with the essential impermanence and insecurity of everything else. The gospel accepts the essentially tragic nature of human existence. It is willing to bear the contradictions that are imprinted on all of reality. It will always be the road less traveled. Let's call it unstable stability. It is the only real stability because it is a truthful map of reality, and it is always the truth that sets us free. It is contact with reality that finally heals us. And contemplation, quite simply, is meeting reality in its most simple, immediate, and paradoxical forms. True participation in paradox liberates us from our own control towers and for the compelling and overarching vision of the reign of God. We must penetrate behind them into the infinite mystery that holds all things together. A mysterious place. Wisdom is revealed in the paradoxical nature of reality. On wisdom's path, we take the risk of making mistakes. On this path, we take the risk of being wrong. That's how wisdom is gained. We will always live in a world that is a mixture of good and evil, a field in which wheat and weeds grow alongside each other. Let both grow alongside each other in the field till harvest. We need a lot of patience and humility to live with a field of both weeds and wheat in our own souls. Wisdom's message offers to liberate us from both the lies of the world and the lies lodged in ourselves. It is something that takes place in this world, and yet will never be completed in this world. This is where faith comes in. It is rare to find ourselves standing at a place where we offer our bit of salt, leaven, and light. This means that we have to stand in an inconspicuous, mysterious place, a place where we're not sure that we're sure, where we are comfortable knowing that we do not know very much at all. In times of literal or figurative darkness, new possibilities are unveiled. We enter the world from the nurturing darkness of the womb and rely on a resourceful family, community, and cosmos for our well-being. We come from the darkness and return to it. There are many types of darkness. There is the darkness of determined ignorance and hatred, impenetrable and smothering. There is the tiny microcosm of darkness that gave birth to the universe, its new realities and new worlds. There is the mothering darkness of the womb and the protective darkness of the cloud by night. No matter how fractured things seem to be, there is a solid foundation within and between us. Although we are not always comfortable in darkness, there can be a blessing in the shadows. During an eclipse, we have a dimming of the familiar and a loss of taken-for-granted clues that we rely upon every day to remind us of who we are and why we are here. The eclipse reminds us to linger in the darkness, to savor the silence, to embrace the shadow, for the light is coming. The resurrection is afoot. Transformation is unfolding, for God is working in secret and in silence to create us anew. Genuine harmony. The core of spiritual experience shared by nearly all religions is this coming into union, this encounter without judgment, this knowing without control that goes from me to you to us and beyond, to plants and animals and all of the created world. We come to hear the same music, the sound of the genuine, flowing through everything. It is the pearl of great price, and the great treasure buried in the field. The good news is that this spirituality is available to everyone, like wind, rain, and sun. The presence of grace and the creative current of the Holy Spirit that flows like a song through all of creation. We must learn how to teach our children to live well with others, one another, and the earth, discovering and cherishing the sound of the genuine in all things. It is here, available, at hand, within reach, right now. Begin to sing it, speak it, pray it, celebrate it, and live it out loud. Perhaps together, we can lean into harmony as a civilization. Perhaps we can sing the song of harmony, in genuine harmony, as a multi-faith visionary choir. May the longtime sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Revelation tells the story of God's work in history has always been about God descending to dwell among us. God is descending among us here and now, making the tree of true aliveness available for all. God puts us in a world of passing things where everything changes and nothing remains the same. The only thing that doesn't change is change itself. It helps us appreciate that everything is a gift. We didn't create it. We don't deserve it. People who take this moment seriously take every moment seriously, and those are the people who are ready for heaven. Whatever madman is in power, whatever chaos is breaking out, whatever danger threatens, the river of life is flowing now. The tree of life is bearing fruit now. True aliveness is available now. That's why Revelation ends with the sound of a single word echoing through the universe. It's a word of invitation, welcome, reception, hospitality, and possibility. It is a word of new beginning. That word is come. The Spirit says it to us. We echo it back. Together with the Spirit, we say it to everyone who is willing. Come. May the light of a thousand suns shine through. Live the life of grace you were meant to. Carry the light of God's love into the world. Be the open heart the earth longs for. Blessings to all.
The angels are listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.